This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Coming up on the show today, all people can't wait for Daddy's NFL Power Rankings. And, of course, that's coming up at the end of the show today. UNK baseball coach Damon Day joins us in studio today to tell us, all about the $160-plus million deal that CC Sabathia is picking up from the Yankees. I'm sure he's been talking to his best friend, Jabba Chamberlain, about that. renegotiating contracts there. That's coming up on the show today. And, of course, the Huskers get back to the practice field, and there's – also, a volleyball. We've been talking about that this week. Huskers are now in Seattle getting ready for the second weekend of the NCAA tournament regionals, 15th consecutive year. They play Michigan tomorrow night. There's Thursday night football tonight. The Saints taking on the Bears. And, of course, I'm sure we will talk Notre Dame and Cleveland football sometime today as well.
Of course. Why wouldn't you? I mean, is it really a football discussion without maybe two of the better teams in their respective arenas
in their Class 4A high school playoffs.
Hey, just remember when Bill Cowher leads us to the promised land. I was the first one to call it. I was the first one to call it.
Raider. Also, the Dent Popper inbox wide open. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Tomorrow we'll be giving away another Sun Heat system. So weigh in on the hot topic of the day. And I guess it's been all over the place. A little Husker football, a little high school sports, the NCAA tournament, what's going on in the pros, all the coaching changes in the SEC, and nothing really too new on that front, Tony.
Well, Doug, I'm going to steer away from that, and you hear what's going on with the winter meetings in baseball, and have the Yankees totally taken over baseball to a new level of ridiculousiosity? That's like one step beyond ridiculous. What are they doing? Is there just an endless amount, and they're just going to throw it out? I just don't get it. AJ Burnett, you got CC. What else do you want?
Well, they're not done yet. They're saying that if Manny Ramirez isn't signed maybe by January, the Yankees may pursue him. Mark Teixeira is still out there, although it doesn't sound like they're necessarily going to go after him. I think it'll be interesting what they do. But here's what I say, Tony. I mean, I know the answer, and we've had this debate many, many times. And for the first time, actually, I've heard the discussion of, it's not necessarily all the Yankees, but it's the Major League Baseball Players Association. We were talking about this, and I think this could be one of the topics of the day. What if CC Sabathia wanted to only play for $135 million and play for the Giants or the Dodgers or on the West Coast, maybe a little bit like he had talked about? You know what? The Major League Baseball Players Association would say, you can't do that, CC. You got to take the money. That way the rest of the players can take the money, and we will continue to gouge the sport and spoil the sport and ruin the sport by getting all the money we possibly can while it's still out there on the table. Even during these economic times where you would expect some people to cut back, not these, I'll say it, whores of Major League Baseball. That's what they are. That's what they are. It is ridiculous. It is ridiculous that if CC Sabathia wanted to play somewhere else for less money, you can't blame him. You can't blame them for taking the money. But again, I have to come back to this point. The Yankees are passé. When's the last time they won anything? When is the last time the Yankees won the World Series? You know, they're always in contention. They're not a playoff team from last year. Why do we have to continue? And I hate the Yankees. We all know that. But why do we have to continue to try and make the Yankees the best team in baseball? Why? They're not good. They've been trying the same formula for years, and with all their players getting old from the last time that they did this, they're sure not bringing in a lot of young talent. I just don't understand. I think some of these players don't want to play for the Yankees, but the Major League Baseball Players Association said, you can't take that much less money and go somewhere else and play for maybe another contender.
Now, and also, you know, the Yankees have freed up this year $90 million off their payroll a year ago. So when you're at, I mean, you got to subtract that too. So, I mean, when you hear these numbers, it's not like next year's payroll is going to be $482 million. You know, above the 213 or whatever it was this year. It's not there because they did drop $90 million off of it. But to go out, it's been a star-studded lineup. You know, that's part of playing New York. But they get these guys. You know, Carl Pavano is.
It is?
Well, top to bottom, that lineup.
Well, let's look at it. Let's look at it. I mean, just pull up last year's Yankees roster, would you, Derek, and we'll take a look at this. But, I mean, seriously, you got a druggie playing first. You got a roid boy that they continue to let play baseball when Barry Bonds has been run out of the sport, and so many others have as well. I mean, you've got the most overrated catcher in the history of baseball in Jorge Posada, or as we call him, George. I mean, and this is a team that couldn't get it done. I mean, we can pick on different players. This is a team that couldn't get it done. They had a pitching staff that really struggled. Thank God for Jabba a little bit and Mariano Rivera if they could ever get to those guys. I just don't, again, my hatred for the Yankees, I'm sure, is at least 75% of this.
I can't tell at all that, Doug, you got some pent-up angst against the Bronx Bombers.
Dave and Dave, of course, in studio with us. How far, I mean, you can shed some light. You're not a Yankee fan. I don't think you're a Yankee hater. But obviously with Jabba there now, I mean, you want Jabba to do well. Just
it's about money. I mean, it's about money. These guys, I mean, that's I don't know a lot of major leaguers, and but I know guys who've played in the single A, double A, triple A things. You know, for fans, it's about love of the game and going to the ballpark and the experiences of it and whatnot. For these guys, it is a straight-up bona fide business. They don't. It's not for the love of anything. It is about that they get their money so that they don't have to work, so that their generations after them don't have to work, that they're taken care of in a lifestyle that they're used to. And I know it's ludicrous, the amount of money that they get, but it's a business to them.
It's
not a game anymore.
But in fairness, we're only talking, 5% of these guys?
Going to the ballpark.
Oh, I mean, but look at, what about Casey Blake? Casey Blake just signed for some atrocious amount of money from the Dodgers. He's a career 243 hitter. I mean, it's not the players' union fault that the owners are stupid. Well, what was it? In 1990, Kirby Puck was the first $3 million guy?
Well, you don't have to go that far back when Nolan Ryan was the first million dollar guy.
Right.
Well, somebody made an interesting point, by the way, last night when we were out and about. They said if CeCe Sabathia can pitch for the Yankees over his contract, which is 7 years, he would have to win 23 ball games, I believe, something like that. But let's just say 7 years, 20 wins a year. That's 140 wins. They are paying him more than $1 million per win if he's a Hall of Famer. If.
Yeah.
He's getting this pretty much no matter what. How ludicrous is that? That's the bottom line. He is making not $1 million a start, not $1 million a week. He is making more than $1 million a win, and let's face it, probably closer to $2 million a win over this seven-year career for the Yankees. Absolutely mind-boggling, but what can you do about it if the Yankees are going to pay it? I mean, I can see that point. Yeah, somebody's going to walk in and pay me $160 million to be the voice of the Yankees, which would curdle my blood. I think I might do it.
Well, you'd sound a hell of a lot better than those bozos, too.
You know, you didn't hear that so much the last few years. I like that. Maybe Michael Kay will go to ESPN and get his own overnight talk show so we don't have to listen to him anymore either. But it's ludicrous.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
See, there's a professional broadcaster. That is a professional broadcaster.
Goodness gracious.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Wow.
But you have the roster up, Derek. Here is what they have. This, I believe, was probably the last starting lineup of the season. You had George Posada at catcher, Nick Swisher at first base, Robinson Cano.
That's
at
this
second.
Year. Okay. Swisher was with the White Sox last year. Giambi was there this year.
So they've switched it over. Okay, all right. Well, steroid boy. Shortstop, Derek Jeter. Third base, A-Rod. Xavier Nady, traded in. Brett Gardner, Johnny Damon, Hideki Matsui. And then, you know, wherever you want to go from there. I mean, then they're backups. So you still got Jeter and A-Rod. Outside of that.
I'm saying as an opposing pitcher in that stadium, when it's a gauntlet. Gian becomes the plate. You don't want a part of that very often. I mean, the guy, you know, it doesn't matter where you bust the guy can hit the ball 450 feet any direction.
Oh, yeah,
Matt Suzaki,
yeah.
You don't want to face that. I mean, I'm just looking, you compare that lineup to any other lineup in baseball, there's some breaks some other places.
Xavier Nady may be the best hitter in that lineup.
Well, yeah, but they had to go get again.
Right, they had to go get him from the Pirates, but I bet you Nady, he keeps doing what he's been able to do, and now... And he's kind of in the background there. He's probably the best hitter in that lineup.
They're going to ruin some good ball players in New York.
Well, then Boston's going to go get Teixeira, so it's not like...
Well, they have to.
Yeah.
They're the only team that has a chance to compete with the
Yankees. And it's going to be hilarious. I shouldn't say hilarious, but it's going to be funny again when the D-Rays are taking on the Phillies or the Dodgers. Or you shouldn't even say the Dodgers, but there's a lot of teams out there that are spending an awful lot of money. I mean, if you look at it, the Yankees... basically pay $1 million a win. If they win, you know, they're paying actually less than $1 million or a little bit more than $1 million a win because you're hoping to win 100 games and their payroll is probably going to be in that 120 to 180 range. I wish I had that scholarshipping issue.
Oh, man. Isn't that the truth?
That would be...
How is Jabba doing?
I haven't talked to him in about 10 days. Got a text message from him about the CC Sabathia thing and... you know, I guess he's doing fine. I mean, he's trying to get in shape and do his thing and keep it a little
bit. Is he healthy?
Yeah, he's fine. He's good to go.
Has he commented to you at all about what all these guys coming in is going to mean for him?
No. No.
Well, interesting baseball talk. We're going to talk with Damon Day about what's going on here at the University of Nebraska at Kearney. Plus, we've got a lot more that we're going to chat about here on the Doug and Daddy Show. But, wow, way to just... ruined the first segment with Yankee talk, Tony.
that's all you're hearing.
They do got a new stadium, so I mean, it's not like I guess you didn't. They probably didn't need to go get these people to fill the seats. I mean, but of the players' union point, that's a good one. I mean, you know, that's the one thing that the players' union, you know, you know that their representatives are on the phone with people saying, hey, a lot of people stood their ground for a lot of years. You can't be the one that takes less. Just because it's where you want to be, type of thing.
I mean, doesn't Bud Selig have to look?
Bud Selig is probably the most incompetent individual in the world. I mean, seriously, if you think about what he's done to probably one of the easiest sports. I mean, baseball should be successful. It's in the summertime. People want to be outside. People want to go to a nice stadium and do some things. I mean, Bud Selig, I mean, for what baseball's accomplished, it's amazing that it's been able to accomplish it with someone like Bud Selig. I don't know what Bud Selig has ever done or warranted to be in the position that he was.
But I think Bud Selig, I think Major League Baseball and their business model is a lot closer to the NHL than it is as ever to the NFL.
The problem with Major League Baseball was in 93 when the game basically self-destructed. They did not set in the salary cap and all that good stuff.
I mean, I would think...
In 93, I think it was 93, wasn't it? Yeah, 93 was the strike.
Right.
The owners should have blown up baseball, locked out at the players, and got everything back under control. But they didn't. And now it's on the owners just as much as anybody else.
Let's go to the Dent Popper inbox. Normally the H-Man theme, but also the theme of the Yankees, the evil empire. This is a short but sweet email from the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com, from Mike in Hastings. Shut up, Doug. Go Yankees. We'll take a break. Be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show right after this on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Most of the sponsor messages you are about to hear did not realize their commercials were going to be in the Doug and Daddy Show. Pity.
Happy birthday to you.
You're invited to
Stormy's Birthday Bash, presented by Charter Media. Join Santa Claus, Stormy, and all his mascot friends for a special birthday party at the Tri-City Storm Game. It all happens this Saturday afternoon, 3:05 p.m. at the First Tier Event Center. Plus, everyone at the game will get a free souvenir courtesy of Charter Media. For tickets, call 308-338-8011. Storm Hockey, presented by The Arrow.
An exceptional camper sale. And now guess what? Trade-ins. We took a whole bunch of exceptional trade-ins, and now Jim says too many used on the lot at Eagle Crest. We need to have a used camper sale. These are really nice units, too, like this 95 fold-down priced at $3,300, or a 97 Mallard travel trailer, only $9,500, or this 2001 Wilderness fifth wheel, $15,500. They gotta go! That's why we're having this super huge used camper sale today on West Highway 30 in Grand Island. Eagle Crest Campers, a subsidiary of Chief Industries.
We've been your personal jewelers since 1878. Hawthorne Jewelry.
Rudolph's nose isn't the only thing that glows. Hi, this is Erica from Hawthorne's. Right now, we have huge holiday savings throughout our shining store. From stocking stuffers starting at $10 to diamonds that will dazzle for a lifetime, our friendly staff is ready to help you find the perfect gift to make this Christmas one to remember. Visit Hawthorne's today. Our jewelry shines so bright, why, you could even say it glows.
Christmas is a wonderful time of year. The holidays bring out the best in people. The staff at Barney Insurance would like to wish you all a Merry Christmas. We'd also like to thank our customers for the opportunity to serve them for another year. Make sure to take time this season to reflect on the blessings of family, friends, and a great community to live in, and most importantly, the birth of Christ. Wishing you all the best in this Christmas season and hopes for a prosperous new year, we're Barney Insurance.
A real Husker fan needs to see the game, whether it's on pay-per-view or broadcast, and they want to see it over a pretty damn good char burger and a brew with other fans. Slugger's Sports Bar and Grill brings in every Husker broadcast or pay-per-view, along with buckets of beer specials and halftime snacks. So come on down to Slugger's, because you want to go where Bob Buck knows your game. Slugger's, just a long fly ball off South Locust, 707 and a Grand Island, pounding pitchers all day long. And look for the new beer garden coming soon.
It's over. Our move is finally over, and we couldn't be happier. Lind Eye Care is now officially located at 4107 7th Avenue. So open your eyes and come see what we can do for you. For example, at Lind Eye Care, you can count on Dr. Lind and Dr. Bierbauer to take care of all of your vision needs. Whether it be new contacts or LASIK surgery, at Lind Eye Care, they treat your eyes as if they were treating their own. Plan now to see Lind Eye Care at their new location at 4107 7th Avenue in Kearney.
We'll see partly to mostly cloudy skies across the area through the day today, with high temperatures around 43. Winds will also stay to the west at 5 to 10 miles per hour. For tonight, skies will become partly cloudy. We'll dip back in the upper teens with a west wind of 5 to 10. Highs reach back to 43 Friday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 32.
Let's go to the Dead Popper inbox. Doug and Daddy's show. Doug Duda, Tony Davis, Derek Stenson doing the engineering. And UNK baseball coach Damon Day joins us today. Ken, who frequently fires an email to Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com, says, guys, I was visited by the ghost of Christmas present last night, and I realized how nasty I've been to you three fine gentlemen lately. So I decided to make some slight provision for the poor and disadvantaged among us. In keeping with the situation, I and my benevolence have decided that from this moment on until the end of February of 09, I will make no disparaging comments about your Cowboys. Huh. We'll see what he says when we release our power rankings a little bit later on. However, Ken says it will take a visit by the ghost of Christmas to come to get me to tolerate the rantings of that idiot H-man. Ken in Riverdale. 1-888-455-ESPN. Derek, let's go to the phone line.
Got Mike from Gibbon on the line. Heard your Yankees talk and wanted to respond.
No, see, like the sign in the bar says, we refuse service to anyone. We don't have to take phone calls from anyone either. Okay, so now that you've crawled out of your bubble bath of Yankee-scented... Yeah. Morning, Mike.
Hey, just Nothing, Daddy. How's it going?
Well, you know, Daddy had to boil my blood here to start the show. What do you got for us?
I hear the Yankee. I felt a chill down my spine for some reason as I was driving down the road. But
roll up your window.
I couldn't really.
You're a Yankee fan. Probably had your window open. Good Lord.
I am a Yankee fan, and I'm proud. But anyway, I do have to agree with you. This is getting pretty exorbitant. You know, this amount of money for CC Sabathia, you know, great, he's going to be Yankee and be on the roster. But really, to me, it's starting to ruin the sport. I'm with you. It's getting sickening. I'd rather watch UNK play anymore or a Triple-A team, or, you know, Salt Dogs. Those are the fun guys that play. Those are the guys that want to play baseball, that are trying to play baseball. And, you know, I've seen a lot of, you know, good Legion teams playing over the years, and it's just, that's the fun baseball for me anymore. It's just, this pro stuff is getting so out of hand with all this money floating around, and I couldn't agree with you more for once on this one, Doug.
Well, Mike, we appreciate the call. Thanks for giving us a buzz, and keep it on the road, buddy. Micah joining us from Given here on the Doug and Daddy Show, hitting on our hot topic of the day. So we'll throw Mike into the hopper for the hot topic of the day for the Sun Heat system that we're giving away tomorrow. You know, and with baseball available to watch any game at any time, you know, for the general fan, it's not like you have to make time to watch baseball anymore. And I just think it continues to turn off the general baseball fan. Do you watch it as much as you used to, Tony? I mean, or more than you used to, I guess you would have to say?
Well, I don't know if you watch it more. You know, I'm still disappointed with the networks. I don't know how Ron Papil can be on a Saturday, you know, at 1 o'clock in the afternoon on NTV instead of a baseball game. And I'm a sports fan. If there's a baseball game on, a lot of times I find myself watching it. Damon, I think that's probably the same for you.
That's all I do is watch baseball. I mean, granted,
you're different.
I'm different. I'm different than the average. I mean, basically, I watch Golf Channel. I watch anything sports. So I agree. I think the biggest thing that in baseball is doing to kill everything is the playoffs. I mean, I don't even stay up for the playoff games because they're not over till midnight. That's where baseball is just completely gone for their next generation. Is there's no kids. Kids aren't even there for first pitch, let alone all the way through, because, I mean, let's face it, everything's biased towards the East Coast and getting their television in where they need to get it. But
I think that's an interesting point, because that's something that's been brought up the last few years, and it's definitely for television to get everybody on TV on one day and then skip it and, you know, whatever. But baseball is not the most popular sport in the U.S. anymore, and this is one of the reasons why. Football is, but I think I actually think it's went to basketball, and I'm talking about a lot of the kids that can play basketball anywhere at any time. I mean, you kind of have to get a little organized to play football. You can pick up a basketball anywhere at any time, and that's why you see all this and one and all those things going on that are very popular, and you just don't see that with baseball anymore.
Soccer is probably the most popular of youth sports.
You say that word again.
Because
it's easier for kids to participate in soccer, right. And that's nothing wrong with that. I got nothing wrong with that. That's great.
You know, football's the most popular because of the NFL for moms and dads and whatnot, but I don't know if kids are out there going, man, I just really, really want to play football and types of, or, you know, or it's the same thing. I think kids nowadays find a sport that they're good at, and that's usually where they stick. They don't play as many sports as they once did. So I think a lot of that has to do with, you know, I always say is with kids picking so early, you get the 12-year-old who says, I'm not going to play basketball anymore because I'm the shortest guy on the team. And by the time he's 17, he hasn't played hoops in 4 years, and the basketball coach sees him in the hallway, and he's 6'6". But, you know, that's how you see what you see happening more and more, because kids are choosing so early when they're going to play, what they're going to play.
Damon, I understand about the youth. You bring up soccer, and it's interesting because you see all these fields full of kids run. But I don't see the kids going, boy, when I grow up, I want to go to college and play soccer. I mean, I've never heard that, I guess, from any of my friends that have children that do go out there and play. Is that fair?
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. I think soccer's a youth sport. That doesn't, I mean, it's,
I don't
everybody
think it transcends
sees,
to the college level.
No, I don't think kids are growing up to aspire to be the next Bob Beckham. Is that his name? Is that the guy? My wife loves him. That's my wife's favorite human being.
David Beckham.
Okay, there you go. I knew it was a I got the last name right.
There's That's a good Bob. Cartoon character there. Bob Becker. Well, sounds like
Come on, I got the last name right. That's pretty doggone good. I'm proud of myself for just that. But I don't think you have kids in America doing that. No one pays attention to the MLS.
No, by the way, tomorrow is the semifinals of Division I men's soccer going on.
Who's in that?
North Carolina, Wake Forest. North Carolina's got 7 losses. I have the answer to that at my fingertips.
You've got a busy morning. No, I don't really care. Damon Day joining us here. Damon, we did want to talk on the program today about what's going on at the University of Nebraska at Kearney. You guys have put some new facilities and going gangbusters up there. You got a little help from the tornado to clean some of that out of the way this summer. But the main reason you're in here is because, well, you love the show. But the second reason is
I'm in here to talk about Browns football, my number one passion in this world.
Browns?
No, no. We're excited. You know, everybody's seen the new building going up around town, and we've had some good coverage on NTV, and we had a sneak peek thing late in November to kind of get everybody out because there has been a lot of questions as far as what is exactly in it. And I didn't see you two fine gentlemen there.
We were busy.
Oh, we were at state volleyball.
Yes,
I think
you were.
It was.
I know. I was just kidding.
Tony, on the other hand, was taking driving lessons. But anyway.
So the facility will be finished here by January the 1st, and it's amazing. I mean, it is absolutely the most amazing indoor facility that I have been into for a college baseball program. I mean, when you talk about being at the field, being strictly a baseball or a spring sport type of thing, it is absolutely amazing. I actually talked with Coach Anderson from Nebraska 2 weeks ago and was making fun of him because our indoor hitting facility is nicer than theirs at Haymarket. I mean, granted, they got the Champion Center that they got to work around spring football, but, you know, ours is nicer, and it's another construction is done. Our office space, the Academic Resource Center. I mean, Aaron Nutter with them has just done a phenomenal job. The woodworking and everything is so top notch that beyond anything that I had ever dreamed, it would look like, and it's just been amazing. It's just been amazing thing.
We've had you on several times the last couple of years, and the facilities keep getting upgraded. First the infield, then the outfield was the warning track was redone. Down the lines was redone. You talked about it being out of all the Division II stadiums, one of the top 5 to 10 stadiums in America.
Yes, without a doubt.
Now with this addition, will this give us an opportunity perhaps to host something?
You know, I think hosting has more to do with what we can accomplish on the field. It gives us a chance to host the 2010 RMAC Conference Championship, which we're excited about. We're in line to get that. So, yeah, I mean, it does put us at the forefront. We had a private donor from the University of Nebraska-Kearney who gave a substantial amount of money to Memorial Field, and then the city matched it. So there's another $150,000 renovations going in there with some chairback seating, a backstop, the new fence project to go along with this. And so, you know, I don't think anybody, and I always say is people don't even understand just how nice that baseball facility is. I mean, it's a little older in some areas, but I think with the upgrades that are going on and the things that we continue to do up there has made it just, I mean, it's funny, though, it's not the best RMAC. It's not the best facility in the RMAC because where the Mesa State plays, well, Sposio Field is where the Junior College World Series is at. But the good thing I always say about that is Mesa State only plays their games on there. No practice, no BP, no ins and outs. You walk in the gate and you play there.
It's like playing Bethpage. There's only certain places you can go. Damon Day is joining us here. Let's get to the important thing. How about your office?
Oh, it's awesome. My office is so cool. Someone asked me the other day, like, "What? You know, you got this new facility. What do you like?" I'm like, "Have you guys seen my desk?" Michael.
Got a lot of crap on it.
No.
Nice pictures and stuff.
No, actually, there's nothing on it right now. Michael Bruce from Bruce Furniture donated my office. All my office equipment, and it is big league. It's wood. I mean, it's whole. Got the buffet and everything. It is. I feel like Don Corleone sitting behind it. It is. It is pretty cool. So I am pretty.
Just one wish.
Yeah. I'm just gonna sit back there and, you know, take my meetings from now on. You know, we'll have to have you guys come do a satellite show from it.
Well, how far has the program come when now Damon just has to say, I will allow you to play for the Lopez.
No, we, you know, in the new facility, like I kind of we talked about before, we got some camps going on December 29th. We got our first Cabin Fever camp. Kind of use that day to let the parents get rid of your kids for 3 or 4 hours. And all our camp stuff is online at lopers.com. Yaz has got all that stuff updated. And so it'll open officially January the 5th to when Little League Legion and UNK will start to use it on their requisites. And then there will also be memberships being sold for open hitting nights and things like that for kids that want to hit more than just when the Legion's able to hit or when the Little League wants to hit. There'll be memberships where you can just we'll punch your card and you can come in and hit for 20 minutes and do your thing. So we're pretty excited about all that is going on up there.
As far as you and your team and the practice schedule after the first year, does it start right up when school starts?
Yeah, January the 12th, we're off and running. I think it's the 12th. I believe so. We open up February the 6th in Tahlequah, Oklahoma. So we only got like 3.5 weeks before. That's why my guys better get off the their couches. That's the one thing I hate about being a baseball coach is you're just putting your fate at the early part of the season into 18 to 22-year-old guys that they went home for Christmas break and worked hard.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, some do.
What about this group? For the fans that are thinking baseball already, what's your early preview of strengths and spots that you're still kind of worried about?
I am excited about this year's team. Totally different type of ball club than we have in the past. This team is athletic. And when I say I didn't mean to say that our other teams were not athletic, but our team was, you know, we could swing the bats and do some things. And when we were on, we could put up some runs. But when we weren't on, we struggled to manufacture some things. And we kind of, through our success and failures at the regional level, for us to win a regional, we got to be able to make some offense. So we kind of changed our philosophy in recruiting the past year and a half, into getting some more speed, getting some guys who can do some more things, and that'll help us steal a base here or there or do some things defensively that we needed to improve upon to reach that ultimate goal of going to the World Series. And really, the California schools who have had so much success, we kind of took a cue from them on how to recruit different types of offensive weaponry to where the point where you can be more consistent. We can put up big numbers. I mean, you guys have seen our scores. There's times where our offense will go off for 14, 15 runs, but there's been a lot of times where a pitcher who was on, we didn't get anything because we were just kind of free swinging and doing it. And so brought in a new coach. Our assistant head coach, Adam Nicias, brought him in to take over the complete offensive side of things. And he's been new this year, and he's just done a phenomenal job with incorporating a new style of how we want to do some things. And so he's been a phenomenal get for us as far as the coaching ranks go.
Are you going to hang with us till the end of the show?
Yes. Yep.
Sweet. Okay. Because
I know you're going to ask me about Bethpage Black.
Exactly. I want to recap a little bit how you can find out more about the camps and stuff then at the end of the show. But we need to take a break, come back, talk some more with Damon Day, UNK baseball coach. And I mean, the whole show, I've just kind of been looking over at Tony's power rankings, and I've struggled with mine a little bit today, but they're different. They're different in the NFL. I'm looking forward to this. Hugs, back after this.
All right, look, Doug and Daddy don't work for Beer and Pretzels. Well, they did for the first 3 months, till somebody told them that they should be paid. Well, anyway, they'll be back after these commercial messages.
The best gift ever.
Brought to you by Radio Shack.
My husband is a sports fanatic, so I was thrilled when a Radio Shack associate told me about Sirius Satellite Radio, which already gets the NFL and NASCAR. Plus, when you add the Best of XM package, the NBA and NHL, too. I knew I found the perfect Christmas gift. Now, our car rides will be filled with slam dunks and zambonis, everything that makes the wintertime just so delightful.
Save $30 on the Sirius Stratus 5 Dock and Play Radio. Just $39.99 when you buy a Sirius prepaid card.
Offer good through 12/24/08.
Cell phones give us a secure feeling. We figure we can use them if something goes wrong. But what if your cell phone's not there? OnStar Automatic Crash Response is built in and can immediately connect you to an experienced OnStar advisor and share crash details and your exact location with first responders, even if you never say a thing. Now that's a secure feeling. Automatic Crash Response is available on most new GM vehicles. Visit OnStar.com for details and system limitations.
Here's a story big business didn't want you to know.
It's about the ViewCube satellite receiver, compatible with DirecTV or the Dish Network. Manufacturers love it when truck stops sell it for $1,299 or more. But here's the part they don't want you to hear. Rich & Sons Camper Sales of Grand Island sells it for only $699. Anything less and, well, you don't want to know what might happen. The ViewCube takes portable satellite viewing to the next level. See Rich & Sons soon for the ViewCube. Go to ESPNSuperstation.com, click on the Rich & Sons ad to see the ViewCube. At $699, they won't last long. In Las Vegas, you never leave a restaurant hungry. Just as Johnny Casinos in Grand Island is a sure bet for great food every night. Barbecue chicken and rib Tuesdays, ribeye Wednesdays, prime rib Friday and Saturdays. Try Johnny Casinos, west side of the Conestoga Mall off 281 Grand Island. Now featuring Texas Hold'em Wednesday night, 6:30 and 9:15. Remember, what goes on at Johnny Casinos will bring you back to Johnny Casinos.
To Stormy's Birthday Bash, presented by Charter Media. Join Santa Claus, Stormy, and all his mascot friends for a special birthday party at the Tri-City Storm Game. It all happens this Saturday afternoon, 3:05 p.m. at the First Tier Event Center. Plus, everyone at the game will get a free souvenir courtesy of Charter Media. For tickets, call 308-338-8011. Storm Hockey, presented by Viero.
Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Keep firing into the debt popper inboxes. Aaron has. He goes, whores is correct, Doug. The money that is being thrown around is insane. Talking about Major League Baseball, CC Sabathia, which we spent the first segment on today. The sad thing is the Yankees give this huge contract to CC right after they ask the taxpayers for $400 million more for that damn stadium. Sad, sad, sad. How many employees will they have to lay off to get the money for that contract? P.S. Go Huskers, and Lou Holtz and Mark May should quit. Aaron and Carney.
Yeah, what's another $400 million? No, really, the big scheme.
I can say, though, that that stadium is nice. The new one is pretty cool. I can go out on a limb and say that one.
Now, Damon Day joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coming up, we're going to give you a chance to get qualified for more great prizes from Cunningham's and ESPN Radio. Gave away the trip, of course, to Kansas City and Denver game, which was a heck of a game last week, but still up on the table. 42-inch LCD high-definition television, Frosty Fridge recliners, tailgate chairs, T-shirts, gift certificates given away every week. All you have to do is watch NFL football at Cunningham's with the order of a Coors Light or a Miller Light. You pick up, well, one registration for each one. Maybe you get one a night. Maybe you get 12 a night. I don't know. Maybe you got a big group. You get 50. But here, you answer the trivia question right, you're going to get five. Five to get in for the 42-inch LCD high-definition television. But before we do that, let's do the NFL Power Rankings because Daddy has all kinds of research that he wants to talk about today. I want to make sure you have plenty of time, big fella. It's time for Daddy's NFL Power Rankings after Week 13.
Well,
14 is the case, maybe.
Into my Power Rankings at number 10. And I simply like this setup because down the stretch, the New Orleans Saints, yes, they have Carolina, but they've got Chicago and Detroit, two teams I think they can handle. Chicago is going to be cold, but I think offensively, that defense, they're going to just blow apart because Drew Brees throwing the ball as good as anyone in the league. I've got them at number 10. At number 9, I enter in the Philadelphia Eagles. They're 7-5 right now. They're making some noise. They go into Giant Stadium and take care of business last Sunday. That's a monster win, and that moves some other people up into the home field advantage talk, such as the Carolina Panthers. Number 8, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They took one on the chin on Monday night. Still think they're an awfully talented football team at 9-4. At number 7, I've got the 8-5 Dallas Cowboys. Don't like the last three games on the schedule. The Giants Sunday night, Baltimore, and Philadelphia. But two out of the three are at home. And I think if Dallas can get on a roll, they could be a dangerous, dangerous team come playoff team, playoff time if they could sneak in. At number 6, the Baltimore Ravens. They found a way to get it done against Washington. You can say that they shouldn't have came close to covering or even won that game. They did win that game. They're 9-4 and one of the best teams in the NFL. Number 5, the Indianapolis Colts. This Peyton Manning got back on track versus Cincinnati. They end the season, Detroit, Jacksonville, and then the monster game with Tennessee. But Detroit and Jacksonville, they should walk over at number 5, the Indianapolis Colts. Number 4, I've got the Carolina Panthers at 10-3. Monday night, they simply look like the best team in football. Two running backs coming at you and coming at you hard. At number 3, the New York Giants, 11-2.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Whoa, the Giants at 3rd?
That's right. They've got to fall somewhere. And for them to lose at home a game in which they knew Philadelphia had to win, they needed to step up at home. They didn't get it done. And that's why not only do I knock them off the top perch in the NFL, I move them down to 3 because I think Tennessee, yes, they're blasting piddly teams that don't mean diddly squat, but diddly do.
Diddly poo.
Diddly poo. Yeah, Tennessee, I've got it number 2. They continue to roll. Now, if you look at Tennessee down the stretch does have to go to Pittsburgh. Excuse me, they got Pittsburgh at home and Indianapolis those last 2. But they get Houston again this week. It's been Jacksonville, Houston. Crap, crap, and more crap. They just keep rolling over them. Number 2, they should be healthy going into those last 2 games because nobody's playing the full game against these teams they're playing now. And at number 1, I've got the Pittsburgh Steelers. Yes, Doug, you know what? You can say what you want about Dallas turning the ball over, but they continue to win.
I'll go ahead and let you retort.
That's 10-3.
How can
they're
you have
the best team in football right now?
No, they are not. They are not. They are a great football team. They are not the best team in the National Football League. That there are 7 teams in the NFL right now with an 8-5 record. 7 teams with an 8-5 record, and if you throw in Philadelphia at 7-5-1, there's 8 teams that are poised to make some kind of a either hit or miss. Luckily for Minnesota and Arizona, they may have pretty much clinched their division, although the Bears still have a shot. They still have a shot, and they need a win tonight against the Saints. Saints need a win tonight, too. I do not have the Saints in. I do not have Philadelphia in. Those are 2 teams that I do not have in. I dropped out the Jets, and I have to drop out Atlanta. It looks like they're going to be on the outside looking in. At least they are right now. And in that division, it's going to be hard to make up ground. 8-5 anywhere else, they got a shot. They still have an outside shot at a wild card. And unfortunately, that would be at the expense of our Dallas Cowboys. So hopefully one of those teams get in and not somebody else. But at number 10, who would have thunk it? I bring in the Miami Dolphins at number 10. I have left out the Denver Broncos. Well, they played, and guess how that one went. I will take Miami at number 10.
San Francisco, Kansas City, and the New York Jets to finish the year.
That's why everybody thinks they are going to win the AFC East. And if you've got that ticket in Vegas, you're happy about it. Number 9, I've been on Atlanta. I've been on Arizona. Arizona won. Not going to drop them out. I had number 9 last week. I've got them number 9 this week, even though it was against the Rams. They blew them out. Number 8, I bring in Baltimore. We brought them in a few weeks ago, and they went out and just got throttled. And now they have put together another 3-game winning streak, so we'll bring them back in. But they're chasing Pittsburgh, as you said. Number 7, the Indianapolis Colts. And I think anywhere here from 4-7, you can throw them in a hat and draw them out because I think they're all about the same. Anybody can get hot here. So I've got the Colts at 7. They have won an astounding 6 football games in a row, which, of course, is the longest streak in the National Football League. At number 6, Tampa Bay. At number 5, Carolina. And I have put Dallas at number 4. They can tumble right out of the top 10 with a loss to Baltimore. But let's face it, with Romo at quarterback, they have won football games. And with a loss at Pittsburgh with 5 turnovers, yes, you shouldn't have had 5 turnovers, but if you got Pittsburgh ranked at 3 like I do, I don't know how you can drop Dallas that much farther. And who knows? Who knows? Carolina has shown that their defense isn't that good. They've shown that their offense could run over Tampa Bay. So we'll see. Pittsburgh at number 3, Tennessee at number 2, and the New York Football Giants at number 1. The Giants are 11-2. They have a hiccup. They lose by less than a score. I allow them a hiccup if you're the Super Bowl champions. We've said time and time again, we don't expect anybody to go 16-0.
The New York Giants!
New York Giants!
And the Giants beat Pittsburgh this year. So I don't know how you have any basis for putting Pittsburgh at number 1.
Well, I don't know how you can put New York Giants when you lose at home. When you lose on the road.
They have a better record than Pittsburgh, and they beat Pittsburgh, and they are 11-2, and they have the second-best record. You can make an argument that Tennessee is number one. But right now, if you throw those three teams head-to-head, I think the Giants win the pool.
Interesting. I think Pittsburgh, with their defense, wins the pool right now the way they're playing.
Because Tennessee's defense is horrid.
Who have they played?
The Giants' defense, horrid.
Who has Tennessee played?
They're 12-1. Who's Pittsburgh played? They're in the same division as Cleveland and Cincinnati, for God's sakes.
Easy. Easy there.
Obviously the
down years. Right. Down years, but they'll be back. Bill Cowher.
I mean, I'm looking at this.
Damon Day joins us. Best team of football this week is? Besides the Browns.
I think you can't pick the Giants because they're not the same team without the guy who shot himself.
Exactly.
I mean, they're not.
They could fall from 1-7 next week. I'm not giving him the hiccup.
And, you know, the linebacker may not be around because it sounds like he might be indicted too. So you can't really pick the Giants. And then, you know, I love the Steelers because Ben Roethlisberger finds a way. And so I don't think any of the three that you guys listed – will be there because your three are all the same. I don't think the winner will come from your top three. I don't think the Super Bowl winner will come from your top three.
So are you looking at Indy Baltimore or are you looking at Carolina Tampa Bay?
I like Dallas if they can make the playoffs. I like Dallas to run in there just like the Giants did because they got the ability to do that. I like Indy, of course, because they got Peyton. I Baltimore.
You realize you're screwed though, because I took Dallas and Indy at the beginning of the year to be in the Super Bowl. So.
Oh well, then there went that one.
They still got a shot, you know? Though.
I mean, Doug, we bring up Tennessee. You go back to the start of the year: Jacksonville, Cincinnati, Houston. You say Minnesota, what you want? Minnesota and Baltimore, Kansas City.
Minnesota has Tavarius Jackson right now.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Exactly. And they had Tavarius Jackson when Tennessee
right.
played them.
They could lose the NFC time. North.
That might have been right when they switched to Gus Frat. But, I mean, Kansas City, give you Indianapolis, Green Bay, Chicago, Jacksonville, the Jets, Detroit, Cleveland, Houston. I mean, you compare that schedule to what the Cowboys, compare it to what the Steelers, when they're in that division. You're not even close as far as comparing talent.
There's our NFL power rankings. Feel free to weigh in. Shoot us an email to the Net Popper inbox, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. As we go to break, want to get you signed up for Cunningham's and ESPN's giveaway, the 42-inch LCD HD TV going to be given away in the postseason, maybe the Husker Bowl game or the Super Bowl. They've got a lot going on. We want to get you 5 registrations. Corey Pavin today was named the captain for the United States Ryder Cup team in 2010. Corey Pavin won one major as a professional. What was the major and what course was it on? I need the major and the course. 1-888-455-ESPN back after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Two gentlemen who are known for their razor-sharp wit, insightful commentaries, probing interview techniques, and charm. These broadcasting mega men will be back right after this. All right, you two, I said what you wanted. Now, where's my money?
And now, another truck tip from Progressive Commercial Auto Insurance.
When working with hazardous fumes, be sure your workspace is properly ventilated. If you had chili for lunch, same deal.
Today, over 500,000 businesses across the country trust Progressive Commercial Auto Insurance. That means we protect a lot of businesses just like yours. To learn more, contact your local independent agent or visit ProgressiveCommercial.com. Going with a trusted partner. Now that's Progressive. United Financial Casualty Company and its affiliates. Mayfield Village, Ohio. Available in most states.
Hello, everybody. This is Keith Jackson for FreeCreditReport.com. In the grand old game of life, your credit score could cost you or save you a lot of money. That's why it's so important to check your credit at FreeCreditReport.com. Log on to FreeCreditReport.com, and faster than you can say, "Whoa, Nelly," you'll see your credit score and credit report online. You can even print it out if you want to. Stay on top of your credit at FreeCreditReport.com.
Offer applies with enrollment and triple advantage.
It's true. What you've heard is true. Hot Springs is the Cadillac of spas, and Detterding's is as good as it gets with Hot Springs sales and service. I'm Doug Detterding, and we would love the opportunity to show you our full line of spas. Then watch your reaction when you find we have spas under $4,000. We're Detterding's, 2nd Avenue in Kearney, and just south of Whiskey Creek in Grand Island.
Choose better things at Detterding's. It's a quality of life.
Happy birthday to you.
You're invited to Stormy's Birthday Bash, presented by Charter Media. Join Santa Claus, Stormy, and all his mascot friends for a special birthday party at the Tri-City Storm Game. It all happens this Saturday afternoon, 3:05 p.m. at the First Tier Event Center. Plus, everyone at the game will get a free souvenir courtesy of Charter Media. For tickets, call 308-338-8011. Storm Hockey, presented by Viero.
Up next, a fresh forecast from the guys at Weather Eye, brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on East 25th in Kearney, where you always get a square deal and a fair shake. If you were out for a Sunday drive with the family 20 years ago in Kearney, there'd be a lot of places that you wouldn't even recognize. Well, excepting for that one place over on East 25th, Molly's Motorworks. Molly's been right there doing what she does best since 1987. A lot has changed since then, so it's a good thing to know that when you're in the market for a quality used car or truck, you can still get a square deal and a fair shake from Molly. Good to know.
We'll see partly to mostly cloudy skies across the area through the day today with high temperatures around 43. Winds will also stay to the west at 5 to 10 miles per hour. For tonight, skies will become partly cloudy. We'll dip back in the upper teens with a west wind of 5 to 10. Highs reach back to 43 Friday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 32.
Still looking for a winner for our Cunningham's get-together. Get you 5 registrations for that 42-inch LCD HD TV and a lot more. We've had a lot of people guess the right major, but they have not been able to tell us the course that it was played on. And we're talking about Corey Pavin, named the U.S. Ryder Cup captain today. And he will be guiding the 2010 team over at Wales against... The British are coming, the Europeans. So give us a call, 1-888-455-ESPN. I don't know. You're a huge golf fan too, Damon. Did Paul Azinger really? Was he really golf god of this Ryder Cup team? I mean, people seem to be disappointed that he wasn't renamed the Cup captain. They don't do that. Why would that even be?
Well, Jack
up?
Nicklaus was the only one that's ever done it
twice, but yeah. That wasn't back to back.
Right, but I think
Paul Azinger is not Jack Nicklaus.
I think Paul Azinger did the right thing. Go out on top.
I don't think he should have been considered to do it again.
Yeah, I don't know how much the golf coach. I mean, I know he did a great job of team camaraderie and did his little pod system, and you know, I think he did a great job of management, but you know. I think Anthony Kim and Hunter Mahan had a bigger deal of why they won the Ryder Cup than Azinger did. I mean, I just think that it comes down to who plays best that weekend.
Well, I think people have missed this all along. We were getting beat by guys you hadn't heard from Europe because they were new. They were hungry. They wanted to compete. They wanted to represent their country. And it had been a long time since that had changed up for the United States. And it happened this year. Yep. You can say they were rookies, but they went out.
Because in 99, the U.S. players wanted money.
Steve from Grand Island knows that it was the 95 U.S. Open at Shinnecock is where Corey Pavin won his major, holding off Greg Norman with that great shot on the 18th. So congratulations. We'll get him registered for Cunningham's giveaway.
How many people? Is it open to anybody? I mean, how many people are actually up to be the captain of the Ryder Cup?
You usually have to have played well in it and have won a major and been pretty successful.
And be over 42. Mark O'Meara hasn't been the captain, right?
And he probably won't be.
O'Meara
will be the captain only because of his best friends with Tiger Woods.
Well, that's why
O'Meara's the one who started the whole pay-for-play thing. So PGA and the USGA want nothing to do with Mark O'Meara being a captain. But he'll get a captaincy because of Tiger.
Well, point well taken. Hey, John Cook named the American Volleyball Coaches Association Central Region Coach of the Year. We told you the Husker volleyball team had 4 players named that yesterday morning. Hastings College men's basketball team had their 4-game winning streak snap last night as Dana shot 60% in the second half and put up 50 points in a 77-76 victory. Not so much of a problem in the women's game, 91-61 Hastings. Heather McEwen with 24 points to lead the way. Those teams are at on the road at Sioux Falls coming up on Saturday. and Creighton men, 6-2, and they were able to hand Dayton their first loss of the year last night, 77-59. Got some high school hoops for you tonight. Kind of a small schedule, but we will have St. Paul at Wood River on Power 99 FM. Tri-City Storm, 3 games in 3 days. They're at Fargo today, at Sioux Falls tomorrow, and then they host Waterloo. Big game coming up on Saturday at 3:05, by the way.
Doug, before we get out of here, I want to head to the Dent Popper inbox again. This is a response to the email from H-Man, actually. Hey, every parent thinks their kid is the best. The guard you mentioned at Silver Lake is no different. She is good, but when her dad sends you an email, it may not be totally objective. The email, we do not believe, we know that it did not come from her dad.
It has nothing to do, nothing to do.
Came from?
That was an observation from somebody in the basement, where it's chilly and they eat Hot Pockets all the time. At least that's what we've been told.
We haven't heard of anybody else on Silver Lake scored 18 points the other night. That's all we're saying.
Don't worry. Don't let this show get any controversy started with high school girls basketball. Good Lord.
We only do that with Little League. Oh, gosh. We're just funning. Just fun and Doug.
You have horrible comedic timing.
And the first center. we got that going for us, too. But, hey, we were right. We were right on that one. Damon, 30 seconds left. Again, the camp's coming up at the end of the month. Go to Lopers.com for more information.
Under baseball camps, you'll find out what's going on and all that good stuff. So,
any quick parting shot for us?
No, thanks for having me.
Hey, Notre Dame going to win?
They better. Christmas is really going to suck around the Bay household.
Hawaii favored against Notre Dame, and the game's Christmas Eve.
For our national television audience to ridicule by, because everyone will be sitting around wanting open gifts.
We want to thank UNK baseball coach Damon Day joining us for the entire hour here in the studio tomorrow. Andy Markowski from the Husker Sports Network talking to Nebraska men's basketball. And we're going to effort Bob Jensen, the final Huskerland prep for the fall, and all the football postseason awards out today, so we'll talk to him as well.
Hey, we'll see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy Show, 1460, 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!